The Lord's Night Ministries, Matthew 4:10.
Have you been baptized by Jesus Christ? But Jesus answered and said, You do not know what you ask. You're able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And they said to him, We're able. Both James and John, the sons of Zebedee, had asked that they sit on the side of Jesus in his kingdom. And he had told him that they were able to drink the cup of his coming baptism. So he said to them, You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left, it's not mine to give, but it's for those from whom it is prepared by my Father. Jesus had prophesied their coming baptisms, and very unpleasant baptisms they were too to follow us. James was beheaded, and John was thrown into the boiling oil to be cooked alive, but miraculously survived, ending up in prison on the island of Patmos. Now, as morbid as it may be, let us look at the early brothers in Christ and their baptisms. And while we do, let us contemplate on how we should be forthright in maintaining the truth of the gospel, no matter what the cost. John Wesley said to his lay preachers, If you have not offended the congregation, you have not preached the gospel. Peter was crucified, but at his request was crucified upside down, as he felt that he was not worthy of the same crucifixion of Jesus. Philip was crucified after being scourged and imprisoned. Matthew was slain with a halberd, a type of battle axe, in the city of Nebda. The year AD around 60, he had taken the gospel to Parthia and Ethiopia. James, the last, the author of the epistle, at the age of 94 had his brains dash out with a fooler's club after having been beaten and stoned by the Jews. Matthias, who had replaced Judas, was stoned at Jerusalem and then beheaded. Andrew, the brother of Peter, had taken the gospel to many Asiatic countries, was crucified in Edessa in modern-day Ephra, Turkey. Andrew's cross consisted of two poles transversely fixed in the ground, hence the deviation of the term St. Andrew's cross. Jude, the author of the epistle, was crucified at Edessa around 72 AD. Bethlehem, who translated the gospel according to Matthew into possibly Hindu, took the gospel to India, where he was savagely beaten and crucified. Thomas also took the gospel to India and to Parthia, southeast of the Caspian Sea. A spear wielded by an enraged pagan priest threw him throughout. Simon the Zealot preached the gospel in Mauritania, but met his death by crucified in Britain around 74 AD. And of course, let us not forget Mark, who was Peter's eminence. He met his death by being dragged to pieces by the people of Alexandria. Millions have lost their lives for the Lord throughout the history and continue to do so in our own very day. But very few have given their lives in baptism for the Lord in the way that Jesus faced his baptism at the cruel hands of the Romans on that cursed tree. The agony of having the Father rejected him is just too incredible for us mere mortals to comprehend. And he did it all for you. The big question that arises out of all of this, are you all and I prepared to die for our Lord Jesus? Could you enter his same baptism as the apostles? The answer is yes. You must in order to live eternally. Many are preaching the true love of the gospel of Jesus Christ and are suffering with lack of food, clothing, homeless, sojourning with trials that are apparent to this world by lacking sometimes even the basics, but always keeping the faith that was bestowed upon them and upon us. Pray for them, for the race is coming to an end. Our question is how deep is your love for Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, and our Savior? The answer is not up for debate. It's simply either a yes or no. Either you believe or you don't. Will Jesus one day say these words to us that are quoted in Matthew 25:23? Well done, good and faithful servant. Or these: and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All of this will pass away in this world. The cars, the homes, the jobs, the economy. One day, very soon, all of us will stand face to face to Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is why, for this reason, I, all, have obtained mercy, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life. That is why all true believers suffer, spreading peace, love, rebuke, exhortation among men of this world. For this reason, we believers have obtained mercy, that in us, Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe in Him for everlasting life. Quoted in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, us, because He counted me, us, faithful, putting me and you into the ministry. Not for prosperity of goods or comforts in this world, but suffering with lack of. That's the true believer. That's the baptism of Jesus Christ. Now, we thank God for this outlet to communicate to other believers and unbelievers, that His glory may be revealed to all. Our King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Ha'adon Avir Minute, Matityahu 4:10.